When we think of the artist, it is often one who is busily painting or sculpting their medium into life. Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill writes, "It is an act that absorbs one into the moment."
Sculptors believe that in the marble they are about to carve, something is yearning to be freed. The sculptor gives shape to the yearning and thereby frees it. In whatever the artistic medium, and there are many, the same principle applies. The artistic creation becomes the outward expression of something inward and spiritual. Sacraments, like works of art, are defined in a similar way. 20 years ago, I photographed a child at the Baltimore Museum of Art. Something in her expression caught my eye. She was deep into the creative act. She sat at an easel painting. She was sketching, forming, and coloring some matter of her heart that she felt was moving within her. The yearning spurred her on, but offered little specific guidance. How was she to find her way? How can any of us facilitate the possibilities that are constantly emerging from within us? Following our bliss is the first step. The child's expression reflected her total absorption in what she was doing. The busyness of her friends didn't distract her. She was one with herself. Her expression didn't have the strained quality, that hyper-alertness or frantic anticipation we see in the faces of children texting or calling friends on the electronics. They are absorbed on their phones, certainly, having fun, and as the child in the museum in her painting was, but I sensed there was one difference. I believe the child painting was in tune with an inner voice more than the child on the cell phone. The energy of someone texting is primarily outward focused. An artist creating is both inwardly and outwardly focused at the same time. Maintaining an inner vision while honing the outer skills is what art is all about. Art has many mediums, some surprising. Einstein formulated the stunning equation E equals mc squared. While it's a math equation, it's also an aesthetic phenomenon. Just imagine, three letters, a number, and an equal sign representing our entire cosmos. The 14th century mystic Julian of Norwich wondered at a hazelnut she once held in her hand. What may this be? It's all that is made, she marveled, for I thought it might suddenly have fallen to nothing for its littleness. For mystics and physicists, art is beyond the particular, into the infinite. Governing is one art form. It's called statecraft, the art of governing. Statecraft, as in all good art, requires practitioners to have a feel for the medium, aptitude for what it requires, and be sufficiently experienced and tutored to practice their art skillfully. If they don't, we don't get statecraft, we get fake art. What's most rewarding about making art is the experience of discovery. Yes, the artist may say, it is different when I started, but I think this is really what I wanted to say in the first place. I do not know what the child was envisioning at the museum that day. I never saw what she finally painted. I harbor the thought fondly, though, that she may have been trying to release the heaven in the wildflower or seeing eternity in a grain of sand. That's the art of the matter, or perhaps more pointedly, the matter of the art. George Merrill on the Shore.